The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. So we continue our late Lenten conversion. And I mentioned about a week ago or so that the second half of Lent is ordered towards taking all the penance that you've been doing and making it bear fruit, to order your heart to convert more deeply to the Lord. And today we hear one of the toughest lessons of all, namely that healing comes from carrying the cross. Very, very hard lesson to learn. Healing comes from embracing the Lord's cross. John Henry Cardinal Newman once wrote a poem in which he asked God if this world in which we live is the same world that God created. And he says, "Lord, is this the same world you created? Because it sure doesn't look like it. When I look around, all I see is pain and suffering, anxieties and accidents, fear and distress, disease, famine, pestilence, and war. Is this the world that you created?" And God answers back. He says, "Yes, it is. But it's been terribly disfigured by disobedience to my commandments. However, there is healing in my cross." And we hear the cross prefigured both in the gospel and in our first reading. First reading comes to us from the book of Numbers, which, by the way, we also hear on the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, September 14th. And it tells us a story of God trying to set his people free to bring them to the promised land, but they got to go through the desert to get there. And it's hard to go through the desert. You see the parallel in that, don't you? The real promised land is heaven. God's trying to get us there. But we got to pass through a desert. That is to say, the hardness of this life, to get there. And it's hard. And they start to complain. And by the way, whenever you complain, you've taken your eyes off of God. Every time. When you complain, you've forgotten God. So God wants to remind them, and he allows a suffering to pass into their lives. He sends seraph serpents who bite the people, and then he gives Moses a very strange command. He says, "Make a serpent out of bronze and mount it on a pole, and anyone who looks at the serpent will find healing." Strange command, because you remember the story from the book of Genesis? Suffering and death came to us from a serpent. Why on earth would God make such a commandment? Because he's prefiguring the cross. The source of the curse is now going to become the source of healing. You ever seen our bishops? They carry a crozier, a great big hook, because it symbolizes being a shepherd. But the Pope carries a cross, symbol of healing. And the bishops of the Eastern tradition of our church carry, instead of a crozier or a cross, they carry a bronze serpent mounted on a pole. Again, a prefiguring of the cross. And Jesus says, when you lift up the Son of Man, you'll realize that I am. And he's, of course, talking about the cross there as well, with the message today that suffering and death came from sin. Forgiveness and healing come from the cross, but neither of them come from an abstraction. Suffering and death didn't come from an abstract understanding of sin. It came from committing sin. And similarly, forgiveness and healing don't come from an abstract, theological, bookish understanding of the cross or wearing a piece of cross-shaped jewelry around your neck. It comes from embracing the cross. Not just enduring it, but choosing it, but willing it. On Sunday, we're going to hear two Gospels on Palm Sunday. We hear one Gospel at the very beginning and one Gospel at the regular time. Remember the Gospel at the very beginning? That's the story of the palms. And everyone cheers Jesus' name and they wave their palm branches and they say, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then just a couple of days later, those same crowds say, Crucify him, crucify him. Don't you wish the symbol of our faith was a palm branch? Wouldn't that be great if we could just go to heaven with hosannas ringing in our ears? But we all know it's not. Symbol of our faith is not a palm branch. It's the cross. And that's because redemption doesn't come from hosanna. It comes from crucifixion and your participation in that and mine. So let's just pray that we'll have the grace and the faith to embrace, that is to say, to choose and to will those crosses that our Lord has allowed to come into our lives, because they've come to us, believe it or not, in deepest love and for your healing. Amen.